One of the things that's really important in any sport is identification of talent and then recruitment of that talent. And I've got to say, if there's one thing that Sydney FC have done over the course of their history is they've been able to find players, and you've got to remember that the soccer community and playing group is bigger than anything else around the world. They get players that come and absolutely make a difference to the
team.
Make
an impact, don't
they? Lafondra, again, he's now the leading goal scorer in A-League. I think that's arguably Sydney FC's greatest attribute. Phil Moss, what do you say? Good morning.
Good morning. You pretty much took the words out of my mouth, Jimmy. He's been a wonderful addition to the Sydney FC squad. And there's two things. First of all, the boots he's got to fill. Bobo, 27 goals in 27 games, point one. Point two, he's a foreigner. And foreigners generally don't settle as quickly as that into the A-League. Because you think about it, especially the ones who come from Europe, because of the pitches are much softer over there, the weather conditions.
Yes.
You know, they come over here, all of a sudden they're playing in 35, 36 degree heat.
Yeah.
And the travel. The travel in the A-League is up there, if not more, than any league you'll find in Europe. Mm. So for him, and strikers are judged with a black and white rule. You're either scoring goals or you're not.
Yeah.
And he's scoring goals and he's an excellent acquisition. And you know what? It's not just his goals, it's his work rate. It's how much work he does in general play, how smart he is with the ball, when he releases first touch, when he holds onto the ball, gets his body in and takes the pressure off his team. And defensively, strikers aren't renowned for being big defenders.
Yeah.
His work rate without the ball when Sydney are defending is incredible. Mm. He's a shining example.
Oh, he's a star. Phil, going into the new year, three teams currently on top with 20 points. Melbourne Victory dropped a point. Wellington Phoenix keep rising, so to speak. They're having a terrific season. Of course, Perth Glory have a game in hand and Sydney FC. Early predictions, those three?
Yeah, look, I think the table is taking shape pretty much to where we thought it was. A surprise packet, you would say, is Wellington.
Yeah.
There's no doubt
about
that.
It's great, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. It really is. And it's quite ironic. Mark Rudin was quite an outspoken voice against Wellington when he was at Fox Sports.
Okay.
Remember there was a rant, Mark Bosnich, Mark Rudin.
Oh, yeah. Get rid of the New Zealand team.
Yeah. Yeah, and now there he is. And I think what's happened there is he's been sold a vision by the owners over there, and he's really bought into it. And it's funny when you're on the outside to something and compared to on the inside, you see a totally different picture. But he's really embraced that siege mentality, and he's invested it in the players. And what he's bought there is a real mental edge. And I look at someone like Andrew Durante, who's been around for years and years. He's the captain of the Phoenix. The mental edge that guy is showing this season is a shining light for the rest of the squad. And they've shown now that they can travel. They've beaten Sydney. They've drawn with Melbourne Victory. It's about consistency now and ensuring that they pick up points on the road consistently. And we always know that they're hard to beat at home. But they've got some wonderful players as well. That Sarpreet Singh, he's an absolute star. Davey Williams scored a great goal on the weekend. And he's got some depth. When you got Jacob Burns on the bench, that's showing that he's building depth.
The other thing that can change your perception too is when you check your bank balance every month and you recognise where that money's coming from.
Definitely plays a part, Jimmy.
So Mark Rudin, we understand why there has been a change.
Which is why you get up so early every Sunday morning and come in.
Underpaid. I'll tell you what, the other thing too, underappreciated by my teammates, and I use that in inverted commas.
It's one team unit.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly. It's called Liverpool.
And as I say every time, I wish I was on it.
Nice little segue.
Tommy Orr is back. Is he going to be enough? How much do we expect from him? And this is the annual clash too that they have on New Year's Eve, which is when I say always a big one, let's hope it's a big one for them this week.
Yeah, that's right. We talk of Central Coast Mariners against Perth at Gosford Stadium. And the Mariners have got a wonderful record. They've won 14 out of 18 against Perth in Gosford. And they haven't lost a New Year's Eve clash up there against Perth, 3 out of 3.
Wow.
The last time the Mariners lost on New Year's Eve was when Graham Arnold took over in 2010, and I was up there. And it certainly put a bit of a dampener. Mm. We kept the champagne on ice that night, unfortunately. But a great record. I think Tommy Orr's a massive in. The problem is he hasn't played for so long.
Yeah.
So it's going to take him time to find his feet. But I still think the biggest loss for the Mariners at this point in time is Ross McCormack. And where is Ross?
Yeah.
No one knows. He's back in England, apparently. It's smokes and mirrors, really. Smoke and mirrors. Because apparently he got a knock on the knee at training went back to Aston Villa to get assessed. Mm-hmm. Was supposed to be back here and getting back into the swing of things around now, Christmas, New Year. And he's still not back in Australia and there's no news. So that's a mystery.
Absolutely. Mm. The Jets play Adelaide United as well.
Yes.
7:30 tonight.
That's right. That's a big one. That is a massive one for Newcastle. They need Roy O'Donovan to find his match fitness. And that's not easily done when you've been out for so long. Obviously, the off-season, then he missed the first nine rounds. Or eight rounds, sorry, of the competition. But he started last week, got some good minutes under his belt. Newcastle have been creating chances every single week that Roy O'Donovan will take once he's match fit.
Yeah.
And that's the crucial part of their puzzle that's been missing.
225, the Jets in that game against Adelaide United. $3.05 United, $3.50 the draw. That starts 7:30 tonight.
Yeah, only 1 point between them on the table as well. Adelaide in sixth on 12 points. Newcastle in 11th in seventh. I'm going to tip Newcastle to get the result at home. Adelaide have been there or thereabouts this season so far, but they still lack that go-to number nine. Mm. And I think in Roy O'Donovan, Newcastle have got theirs back.
Fair enough. EPL, well, Liverpool 5-1 over Arsenal.
Jimmy, do you want to leave the studio now?
Seriously.
No, seriously, Jimmy, this is big news now because they've got They've gone 9 points clear.
Theirs to lose.
No, don't say that.
Look, I don't. You know what? I actually don't mind people saying it's ours to lose now because really it is. I mean, Manchester City play tonight. Mm-hmm. They've got Southampton visiting. Man City go to Southampton tonight. So, you know, that gap could close. But here's the big one. Here's the big rider. On Friday morning at 7 a.m. our time, Liverpool travel to Manchester City.
That's the game.
Now, that's the game. If ever there was a game that will...
That's a six-point game.
That is huge. That is absolutely huge. So, look, Man City will go to Southampton and get the 3 points. I don't doubt that. Although they are going there with a bit of pressure. Mm. And given what's happened over the Christmas period, there are no certainties. But you look at the quality between the two squads and Man City should be certain he's going into that one. But football's a funny old game, Jimmy. But last night, what we saw with Liverpool was phenomenal. And the manager, Jurgen Klopp, said he nearly cried on the sideline when Mo Salah gave the ball to Firmino to get his hat-trick from the penalty spot at 3-1. That's remarkable because someone like Mo Salah who lives and dies by scoring goals and he's just so desperate to see the ball hit the back of the net off his foot.
And just on that, would he be financially compensated based on the number of goals he scored? Like, would he have a clause in his contract saying, look, you get paid this.
15, 20 goals.
But if you score 15, you get this. If you score 20, you like a little bonus?
I couldn't answer that definitely. There is... Goal bonuses in football are very common.
Yeah.
Very common. Or triggers to new contracts or upgraded contracts, however it may work. So, but I don't know whether Mo Salah's got that, but his manager said he lives and breathes scoring goals.
Right.
But for him to hand the ball to Firmino to ensure that Firmino got his hat-trick, he still had to convert the penalty, but he did with some aplomb. But that just shows the mentality that's inside the Liverpool dressing room. And it's easy to be that way when things are going well, but don't forget, Mo Salah copped a lot of criticism at the start of this season because he started slowly off the back of the shoulder injury in the Champions League final, missed most of the World Cup, comes back slow to start the season. He is firing now on all cylinders, and that just shows his mentality.
Interesting, Jurgen Klopp nearly crying on the sideline because usually he's on the pitch.
He's crying on the pitch.
Mate, that's... If that's the best you got this morning,
pretty much it. The other thing,
Phil, can't be understated. Liverpool's defence, 20 games into the EPL, they've conceded eight goals.
Yeah, that's right. It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
It really is.
They scored 48. Van Dijk. Who was the... I was reading an article during the week that they talked about Liverpool, it was the 1950s or the 1960s, they bought a Scottish defender and the committee was talking about, no, we can't pay that, we can't pay that. And then one of the committeemen said, we can't afford not to pay that.
Mm. Yeah.
And they got him, I forget the name, and then they became a powerhouse.
I remember it. I can't remember the name, but what I will say is this, Van Dijk is a massive in, there is no doubt about that. I think a bigger in has been Alisson. The goalkeeper.
Right.
I just think a goal to win a title, you need someone up top who's going to score all your goals and you need someone at the back who's going to stop them, but also inject confidence into your back four and your defensive structure. And he has done that. He's pulled off some big saves, but you can see the confidence and the aura he has inside. The 18-yard box and the goals look smaller when he's in there. And that's a big, big point.
Exactly. Some other games overnight. The most interesting one, Tottenham Hotspur going down 1-3 to Wolves.
Yeah, they crumbled late. They were up to a Harry Kane stunner in the 22nd minute, and then Wolves came home strong, 72nd, 83rd and 87th minute. So Pochettino looked on in despair from the technical area late in that game.
Here comes Man United.
Are they?
Here comes Man. Well, absolutely. I'm telling you, they'll finish top four.
I think the board looked at the draw over Christmas, New Year, and went, "Now's a good time to get rid of Mourinho. Whoever comes in is going to win these games."
And get a flying start.
Which strategically,
that's okay. It's good thinking.
It's good thinking, actually. So, but no, they are looking good. Do you? Are you going to wrap me up?
Yes, very shortly.
Do you want my highlight, low light, and most memorable?
Well, we can't not get it now, do you? You mentioned it.
Well, I've been thinking about this.
At least he's listened to the show and he's come in prepared. Thanks, Phil.
At least he's listened. At the very least, listen to the program. Fair dinkum.
I listened to Wally Lewis and I listened to Shane Gould. That was fantastic.
Yeah, they were good.
Wally Lewis, what a great story that is. Huh? Yeah. But my highlight.
Yes.
Liverpool.
Oh, yeah. 9 points clear at New Year's.
Yeah, right. Liverpool, 9 dream. Points clear. Yeah. My low light. The VAR and Hyundai A-League Grand Final.
Oh, yes.
That was terrible. Yeah. Absolutely terrible. Most memorable, it's a split between Riley McGree's scorpion kick,
which sent
the A-League around the world.
Yes.
And another thing that sent the A-League around the world, which I was critical of, but when you look back on it, it's still a highlight. Usain Bolt in a Mariners shirt, scoring a goal and doing his celebration. And
couldn't pay for that publicity.
I didn't say it's a highlight. I said
it's a memorable
moment.
It is memorable, yeah.
You can't forget
quite
things
right,
like
quite
that.
Quite right. Well, Phil, just on behalf of everyone here, when's a good time to sack someone when you're coming into a good... I'm joking.
I'm looking at Santa's sack behind your left shoulder.
Just be careful here. That didn't sound quite right. Anyway, Phil, great year, mate. Thoroughly enjoyed it. We look forward to doing it again in 2019.
Been an absolute pleasure, guys. Thank you to you. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, of course, to everyone here, but especially to our listeners who put up with us every Sunday
Good
morning.
Good point, Phil. Good point. Happy New Year, mate.
Good on you.
Thanks,
too.
Phil.